morning, Randy got a little miffed because Julie cut him off on his closing comments.
didn't realize we needed closing comments. All right. Good afternoon. This is Julie Fedorchak on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a special meeting of the Public Service Commission to deal with one item. It is 1:30, and we're just a little bit late in taking this on to finish up the paperwork. Thank you to staff for making these kind of last-minute changes to getting this order in readable form so we can have that for the duration. So anybody who looks at this order knows kind of what it says versus how it was before. So the one motion, I move the commission amend the November 24th, 2015 recommended findings of fact and conclusions of law and recommended order of the substantive hearing officer. I further move the commission adopt the commission amended recommended findings of fact and conclusions of law and recommended order in Highland Crude LLC, Alexander Tank Farm, Crude Oil Pipeline, McKinsey Siting Application, case number PU-15-486.
Second.
Just to briefly describe, this is a 5-mile-long pipeline. It was a conversion line, and it was handled by a substantive ALJ who held the hearing and recommended approval of the line. There are the total cost of the project was $3.6 million. The driving factor was increase in oil extraction outpacing efficient transportation methods. No agencies expressed concerns with the project. The State Historic Preservation Officer has concurred with its determination that no historic properties were affected. No cultural resources were identified within the field survey. The project is within 500 feet of one rural residence, but a waiver has been obtained from that residence. Highland, in the hearing, testified that the project will be monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from a control center in Houston, and that control center will have the ability to remotely shut down the project. They are participating in North Dakota One Call, and they designed, constructed, and will operate the pipeline in accordance with U.S. DOT regulations governing the transportation of crude oil as set out in 49 CFR Part 195. So with that, I recommend we approve this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. That concludes the special meeting.